USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized Pfizer booster shots for people above the age of 65 or any adult age who are at high risk. The FDA said it approved a single booster shot for certain people to be administered at least 6 months after receiving their first two shots. Republican Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a crucial opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday as bipartisan talks break down with no outcome. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California claimed Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down, saying his demands were too high. The remains of a hunter who disappeared 53 years ago in the wilds of Idaho were discovered by another hunter on Friday. 39-year-old Raymond Jones was last seen on September 7, 1968, while bow hunting mountain goats near the East Fork of Hayden Creek. That's near the city of Solomon. His remains were found on September 17, 2021, by another man who was bow hunting the same type of mountain goat. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As the border crisis continues at the U.S.-Mexico border, thousands upon thousands of Haitians illegally entered the United States and were kept at bay by severely outnumbered Border Patrol agents. Keeping in mind this confrontation would not have happened if the border wall was completed. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Biden administration is investigating whether reins being held by Border Patrol on horseback were used to whip Haitian illegal immigrants trying to get into the United States. President of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, tells Fox News he's confident agents weren't misusing the reins, which he says are for keeping people away from danger when getting too close to the horses.
None of our agents strike people with those reins. It doesn't happen, and it didn't happen in this case, which is why I welcome this investigation. These agents will be exonerated.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen temporal scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
A 911 call from a woman inside the Woodland Hills, California home of NBA player Jackson Hayes in late July was brought to light when the LAPD released body cam footage on Friday. Hayes confronted officers and severely attacked one of them before being tased and arrested. Do the police have a right to enter the home without a search warrant? When a call for help is made from the home, Detective Jamie McBride with the LAPD Protective League on Fox News says, absolutely yes, they can enter.
Absolutely, an officer can go inside, especially in a domestic violence situation. When he's refusing officers entry, that's going to heighten the officer's concern for the possible victim inside who could be injured or in need of help. So yes, we can enter the residence, and we do not need a search warrant to go in to check on somebody's safety. The officer is still injured. He has a torn ligament, and he is not back in the field still today, and it's been over a month. George Gascon has made it clear that he's an advocate for the criminals. His motto is, if you commit a crime, don't worry about serving time. He lets him go. And to be quite honest with you, Adam Silver and the NBA aren't much better. You know, the NBA should stand for notorious beatings and abuses, because attacks on a police officer's domestic violence, they don't care either. And people need to be held accountable for this. You just can't go around hurting police officers and not be held accountable. It's wrong.
Mr. Hayes has been charged with battery on a police officer. The NBA has been silent on the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.